Worthy Therapy explores the intersection of mental health and identity in the Black, queer, and athletic communities. Dr. Kiasha Worthy, a licensed psychologist, uses her humaneness to relate to the listeners by targeting an audience she identifies with, and she answers the question, how do I know if and when therapy is needed?
Hi, welcome back to Worthy Therapy. I'm your host, Dr. Kiasha Worthy. In today's episode, we will discuss setting yourself up to accomplish your yearly goals, realistically, while maintaining your mental and emotional well-being. As usual, we will use storytelling to help make the topic a bit more relatable. We will look at the lives of Devante and Alicia, two fictional characters I created for educational purposes only. The story is not based on actual events. Devante is a 29-year-old Black gay male who works part-time in real estate and as a bartender. He and Alicia met in undergrad, and she is a 26-year-old Black queer female. She was a college track player and continues to train and compete to one day accomplish her dreams of running in the Olympics. Devante hopes to break into the acting industry and uses both jobs to support him financially. For the last 4 years, they've spent New Year's Day together, drinking wine and reflecting on the previous year while creating their vision board for the new year. Devante noticed that each year he listed the same goals: to continue auditioning, to repair relationships with family, to make more money, to live alone instead of with roommates, and to make it to LA. However, he feels stuck and defeated and notices that this ritual causes him more stress, sadness, and hopelessness. He feels directionless. My first introduction to goal setting was at the age of 9. I played recreational basketball, and for each practice, we had goals to improve dribbling with both hands, learn mechanics of defense, or get better at free throws. Every drill had a purpose. We were striving towards something. That experience was pivotal to my development as an athlete, a student, a professional, a partner, a sibling, a daughter, and a friend. Believe it or not, at the age of 9, I learned that goals take practice, dedication, motivation, discipline, and most importantly, it takes time. At 9, my coach didn't teach us about defensive zones, offensive plays, or fancy dribbling. We started with the basics. The goals were realistic for where I was at the time. I learned to dribble with my dominant hand and then with the other, a crossover, a layup, pass with two hands, and how to properly do a defensive slide. I apologize if I lost you. This metaphor is essential because many of us set unrealistic goals and try to jump into our New Year resolutions without properly taking a step back and starting with the basics. Unlike Devante, Alicia's goals have shifted each year. When they began this ritual 4 years ago, she remembers focusing on improving her strength and speed as an athlete, to date with intention, and visiting her family more. And she accomplished it all. Watching her dear friend chug back another glass of wine, she wondered why he continued to feel stuck. From her perspective, Devante has grown each year. He's becoming more in touch and accepting of his sexuality. He works hard. He never turns down a shift. And it's not his fault his family doesn't want to reconcile with him. She sees it differently. She wishes he wasn't so hard on himself. It's hard to break out as a Black gay actor. Now let's take some time to focus on perspective. Sometimes, like Devante, we cannot see growth when we're in the thick of it. Instead, we focus on where we are not and lose sight of where we are. The practice of mindfulness teaches us to honor the present moment and to do it without judgment. As Devante reflects, he does so with judgment by seeing the negatives of where he's at in life, not how Alicia sees him. To be clear, Devante's desire to meet his goals and feelings of hopelessness are genuine. And I will argue that so are his work ethic, drive, and persistence to meet his goals. I try to remind my clients and myself to make space for all emotions. We can give so much attention to the negatives, partly because they're so loud and take up so much mental space. However, like Alicia, I challenge you to make space for other, more positive emotions. I challenge you to widen your perspective and see the complete picture of who you are and where you are. One of my dad's favorite quotes is, "You gotta crawl before you walk." Unfortunately, we live in a society where everything can be at the touch of the phone or Google this or deliver that, or we see very young people making it. While this is good for them, It creates a distorted expectation of the process of meeting your goals. There's no indication of a process. There are no talks of the struggles, the time, the rejections, the multiple failed attempts that led to hopelessness, a feeling of wanting to give up. To properly set goals, reflection is essential, but not in a biased or judgmental way. Instead, we want to reflect with intention to learn and to understand better. So think about who you were last year, what you learned about yourself. What would you do differently? Remember not to judge. How would you avoid old behaviors? And finally, how will you offer grace to yourself if you do slip up? Next, let's look at the successes of last year. Yes, there were areas of growth, even though your mind wants to fixate on the negatives. Take a moment and think of the experiences, opportunities, and risks you took that made you proud. The main thing that separates humans from other mammals is our metacognition, the ability to think about thinking. Because of our self-awareness, we tend to focus on improving, which is often overshadowed by our shortcomings. I encourage you to think about your strengths. Now let's put it all together and set realistic goals while having a positive outlook. We can do this in a few different ways, but for this podcast, we will start with a long-term plan, break it up into several short goals. For example, my goal this year is to upload 2 monthly podcast episodes. First, I need to consider how realistic that is with my schedule. After reviewing my schedule, what makes the most sense is maybe uploading a podcast every 3 weeks, at least for the first half of the year. Now, that's out the way. I need to schedule a day for coming up with ideas, another day for writing, a day for recording, and another day for editing. Wow. Do you see how I broke that one goal down by making it realistic and creating several mini goals to help me reach my long-term goal? The second thing I encourage with goal setting is to consider the parts of your life that are most important. For example, family, friendships, work, hobbies, etc. This step may be helpful for those who find it difficult to set goals or need help knowing where to begin. Consider what you would like to change or improve in those areas. Do not overwhelm yourself here. If the goal is to strengthen friendships, that's broad. Make it specific. Break it down further, which may mean scheduling a call with a friend once a week. Again, that's tangible, specific, and can be doable depending on your schedule. The final suggestion, and can be the most difficult, is discipline. How can you stick to your goals when life happens? When you are sick, grieving, depressed, lonely, or simply tired? Remember that you are human, so please be kind, gentle, and flexible with yourself and your goals. Earlier, I asked how you will offer yourself grace when you do slip up. That question and answer is necessary to add to your list of goals. I encourage you to reset your goals without judgment or shame if and when life happens. Sometimes we need a little momentum to get us back on track. For example, if I notice that instead of releasing an episode every 3 weeks, I've done it every 4 weeks, maybe that's data for me. My schedule is busier than I thought, or I'm dealing with anxiety. What I'm getting at here is that this provides an opportunity to reflect and be curious about what is happening in your life at that moment. If you're tired, explore why. We don't have to beat ourselves up when we are not where we want to be. Remember, in goal setting, it's crucial to reflect non-judgmentally. Use your perspective by challenging negative views and feelings, and that you gotta crawl before you walk. Things take time. Enjoy living in the moment as you strive towards your goals this year. And revisit this episode if you need motivation or a reminder that our goals take time. As we close today's episode, I want to remind you that individual therapy is available and can be helpful for those who feel directionless with goal setting, feel stuck, or may lack discipline. This service can be provided by licensed psychologists, licensed clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, and master's level therapists. Please stay tuned as the next session will focus on a piece of me. I plan to use my story to inspire or help someone who may relate to my struggle. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, and remember that you are worthy, and so is your story.
Worthy Therapy thanks you for taking time out for yourself today. The path to mental wellness comes with multiple challenges, and Dr. Worthy hopes that this week's episode made life feel more manageable and hopeful. Please remember that this podcast is not a replacement for psychotherapy. If you are interested in seeking mental health support, please follow up with your healthcare insurance or visit the links in the podcast description. For more self-improvement and mental wellness tips, please visit Instagram and search at Worthy Therapy. Be well, and until next time. Worthy Therapy thanks you for taking time out for yourself today. The path to mental wellness comes with multiple challenges, and Dr. Worthy hopes that this week's episode made life feel more manageable and hopeful. Please remember that this podcast is not a replacement for psychotherapy. If you are interested in seeking mental health support, please follow up with your healthcare insurance or visit the links in the podcast description. For more self-improvement and mental wellness tips, please visit Instagram and search at Worthy Therapy. Be well, and until next time.